Now thirdly, the bardo of meditation. You might be surprised to find that meditation is included here. In what sense is meditation an intermediate state? It's of course intermediate between two states of so-called normal consciousness. But more precisely, meditation, from a certain point of view, is intermediate, or is an intermediate state between two thoughts. Now what does this mean? We are dominated by a constant succession, a constant and uninterrupted flow of thoughts, a stream, a torrent of thoughts. We're not usually aware of this, not usually conscious of it. What we become aware, or begin to become aware, at the time of meditation. All those who've practiced, all those who've started to practice meditation know that as soon as you sit down, as soon as you close your eyes, you become aware of this great torrent of thoughts rushing past. And you have to struggle with this. But you watch it, you're aware of it, and gradually you find the torrent is slowing down. It doesn't seem to move so quickly. It doesn't seem to rush quite so much. You find it becoming slower. And you find a stage comes where you can, as it were, see the whole process becoming more spaced out. You start becoming aware of each thought individually, not just hundreds and thousands of thoughts all at the same time, but one thought, as it were, coming at a time. And eventually, in this way, as the whole thing slows down, and as thoughts tend to come, as it were, on their own, one begins eventually to experience the intervals between the thoughts. There's a thought, you're aware of it coming, you're aware of it staying, you're aware of it going. Then there's no thought. There's a space, there's a gap. No thought. So you're aware of this, you experience this, then another thought comes. So with practice, this sort of thing develops. These intervals, as it were, lengthen. And a thought comes and goes, and it's a long time before another thought comes. There's an interval of thoughtlessness, at least for a little while, a few minutes, right, maybe 5 minutes eventually, or even half an hour. You experience a state of no thought. So we may say that there's no real meditation without this experience. It's only in this state of no thought, in this empty space, as it were, between thoughts, that one can contact reality. So these are the first three bardos of life itself, of dream, and of meditation, with which we're not so much concerned this evening. Now let us come on to the last three bardos with which we are particularly concerned. That is to say, the bardo of the moment of death, the bardo of reality, and the bardo of rebirth. It is with these three that the Tibetan Book of the Dead is mainly concerned. And in a sense, they are all parts of one single bardo state, in the sense that they are all intermediate between death and rebirth or reconception. And this brings us to a rather important difference as between different schools of Buddhism. According to the Theravada tradition, death is followed immediately by rebirth or reconception. This instant death, next instant reconception. But all the other schools, that is to say the Sarvastivada and the Mahayana schools, the Chinese, Tibetan, Japanese schools, they all hold that there's an interval. That death, the instant of death, is not immediately followed by the instant of conception or reconception. They hold that there is a gap, an interval between. According to the Tibetan Book of the Dead, this interval lasts for 49 days. Now the number is obviously symbolical, it's 7 times 7. And it indicates that we are concerned here with a quite different time scale.